You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. The 2020 election season will be the most expensive in U.S. history. When the dust finally settles, the total amount spent on all of the elections this year, from the House to the Senate to the President, will be about $14 billion, according to the Center for Responsive Politics, a nonpartisan nonprofit that researches that kind of thing. Of that, $6.6 billion was spent on the presidential race alone, and that includes individual donations as well as big money donors and super PACs. And while the election is over, both presidential candidates are still asking for money. President-elect Biden and President Trump are emailing their supporters, asking them to dig a little deeper and give money to Biden's fight fund and Trump's official election defense fund. Sheila Krumholtz is the executive director of the Center for Responsive Politics, and she joins me now. Sheila, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So, I mean, I'm just sort of flabbergasted by the amount of money. $14 billion with a B, $6.6 billion spent on the presidential race alone. Where did this money come from, Sheila?
We were flabbergasted, too. We did not anticipate that. And where it's coming from is really interesting. It's coming from everywhere. It's coming from small donations, which have jumped from 15% of the money to 22% of the money. From billionaires like Sheldon and Marianne Adelson, who gave over $183 million, followed by Bloomberg, who gave over $100 million. It's coming from women in record-breaking numbers. 1.5 million women gave $2.5 billion, and that amounts to about 44% of individual donations, which is a record. So we're just smashing records right and left, and it's really, there's no one story about where the money is coming from. It's coming from everywhere.
So are we, how much can individuals donate to a campaign? Are there caps on what, say, I could donate to a campaign, or is it pretty much anyone can donate however much they want?
Well, it's complicated. Yes, an individual is limited to $2,800 per election. So $2,800 for the primary, $2,800 for the general, and now in Georgia, $2,800 for the runoff. However, many, many national campaigns and increasingly state and other campaigns have super PACs that are single candidate super PACs, effectively set up to be a slush fund for a particular campaign. And so they can raise and spend money independent of the candidate. They cannot coordinate with a candidate, but they can raise unlimited sums from unlimited sources, including corporations or unions or trade associations or billionaires like Mr. Adelson. And they can spend that just to elect or defeat, to try to support or attack a single candidate. So those really become an extension of the campaign, an important extension in competitive races.
How much of this money translates into actual results in terms of winning? And before we get to the presidential campaign, I want to talk about some of the Senate races we saw, because in particular here in The Takeaway, we looked at a number of Black Senate candidates who were running for office and had gotten tremendous amounts of money, particularly and Democrats more broadly, particularly after the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Did that money translate into seats?
Well, that too is both a little bit complicated and interesting this cycle. Typically, 9 out of 10 winning House candidates are the candidate that spent the most. So there is a definite strong correlation to money. In the Senate, there's more volatility. It depends greatly on the kind of idiosyncrasies of the races, of the candidates, of the states that have that are fielding races. But generally, in the last many years, it would fall in the 80%, 80 to 90 percentile range. So, yes, there's a strong correlation. This time, in the Senate in particular, there's a much weaker correlation, but still north of 70% of the candidates that spent the most won. That said, of course, one of the big stories of this election is, was money wasted? The Democrats, many candidates came out of nowhere or, surged and drew a lot of money from coast to coast. And so there was, we saw in the South Carolina Senate race, for instance, Graham Harrison, $180 million was raised by all of the candidates. In Arizona, Kelly McSally, $145 million. Kentucky, $144 million. So huge sums of money. You can't, though, just look again at the money spent by the candidates. We also have to consider the money spent by the outside groups. And when we do that, North Carolina Senate was actually the most expensive, with 67 from raised by the candidates, 220 million raised by outside groups. So all told, nearly $300 million spent just on that single race. It was just, the Senate races were awash in money. And yeah, a lot of that money was probably raised late, maybe too late to be spent efficiently, effectively. And maybe it's really not about the money yet. After some threshold amount, there are other factors that come into play or are even more important. So we always say money isn't everything. You can't rely on solely on money. That's why we don't have a self-funded Congress by and large. But it is one critical factor. Without it, you can't win. But too much of it doesn't guarantee anything.
We mentioned at the top of the segment that both the Biden campaign and the Trump campaign are still reaching out to donors for more money. What do they need more money for at this point?
Yeah, they're still waging their legal battles. For Trump, it is to contest the results. And for Biden, it is to count every vote. And they're supported, too, by the party. The parties now have these legal accounts set up that they can use to dedicated to recounts and legal challenges, in about $22 million for the DNC and $14 million for the RNC. So they're still fundraising to support those efforts. Trump is also raising money for his new leadership PAC, which some say point to a 2024 potential run in 2024, and had been raising money to pay down his debt. So there are a number of things.
Now, I just want to stop you there for 1 second. To pay down his personal debt?
The campaign debt. So that had been something that was advertised in the Joint Fundraising Committee that was raising funds. It was advertised in the fine print, but it was advertised as one of the things that donors would be helping to do.
Sheila, the $14 billion that's been spent on elections this year was calculated using Federal Election Commission records. Is there a chance that there's additional money that might not have been recorded, i.e. dark money?
Yes, there is certainly money that is not included in this $14 billion tally, which is, of course, a projection, so it could be higher or lower. But we know that there's money that was spent really to shape the outcomes of federal elections that was spent before the reporting windows, and so it was not reported to the Federal Election Commission. That may be money that was identified a candidate. It's clear to every viewer what the purpose of the ad is, but it's not considered necessarily political. And so if it doesn't fall into that 30-day window before a primary or a 60-day window before the general, that would not necessarily be caught.
The election that has so many Americans' eyeballs right now, and so the attention of so many Americans, is over in Georgia, where there's a Senate runoff on January 5th, which essentially could decide which party controls the Senate. How much money, Sheila, are we expected to see flooding into these campaigns leading up to the election? We mentioned that individual donors have a cap at $2,800, but outside of the individual donors, I imagine there will be super PACs and other special interest groups, including folks over at the Lincoln Project, for example, who may be putting money towards advertising or other efforts to elect their candidate.
Yes, we won't see the reports on spending by the candidates until actually late December, quite a ways from now. But we can already see from ad buys that $45 million was spent in just the first week after runoffs were announced, mostly by the campaigns. But other important large super PACs, the Senate Leadership Fund has already pledged $9 million for between the two races. Mitch McConnell, American Crossroads has already placed $3.3 million in ads. So the money is already stacking up. This is, you know, a huge focus now. Of course, all eyes are on Georgia. There could be some donor fatigue, but I think that most believe the money will be huge, both from the campaigns and especially from outside groups, given, as you say, the races could decide party control of the Senate. And standalone special elections like this typically draw a ton of money. But this one, you know, it's all hands on deck for sure.
Sheila Krumholtz is the executive director of the Center for Responsive Politics, a nonpartisan, nonprofit group that researches money in politics. Sheila, thanks for helping us out with this.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.